The fundamental assumption, which I think is probably the most important here, and which you'll find in my blogs and in my note cards and everywhere, is that with Second Life being such a wonderful place and having such rich affordances, it would be a shame to not to try some innovative ways to teach and to make resources and teaching aids, etc. So, as I mentioned when we started, you can of course have multiple choice tests in Second Life, and there is the added value that they are 3D and, you know, the wolves are howling, and it's fun because you have multicolored triangles, etc. You can go around them, whatever. But that's not the best way of exploiting the place, the environment, the affordances. And I believe we should all think about how best to do that. And I really believe we are still at the very beginning of this road. Things like holodecks, for example, wonderful as they are, absolutely, I agree. But they don't do much more on a certain level when you think about them than replicate reality. Okay, the better they replicate reality, the better holodecks they are believed to be. Well, fine. But the question is, can't we go beyond that? And I believe we can. And some of these ideas you can see here. And all I'm saying is this is the very, very beginning of going beyond simply replicating reality into something that I call augmenting virtuality with all this linguistic information. Well, I guess that sounded nice, Paulus, and you can now switch off your recorder.